Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, it is the dead of winter.
Oh, boy.
And there is, this is the perfect time of year for having that little special, little sweet something.
A little liquid warmth.
That sort of warms you up just a smidge and puts a smile on your face.
That's right, and that's the perfect job for port.
I agree.
And I like having a little glass of port late in the evening before I go to bed. And I think the thing is, Hugh, that even though the most expensive ports, the vintage ports, are just ungodly expensive.
They are pretty pricey.
There are so many reasonably priced alternatives. And the thing about port is like the thing about mammal DNA. Between a human and a chimpanzee, we have 95% of the same DNA. It's that last 5% that makes the difference.
Right.
I would argue the same thing with port, because most of these ports have an awful lot in common. It's that last 5% where you find the great differences.
That's hilarious.
So let's just start with the most simple one, which is the Ruby port.
Mm-hmm.
Port is, of course, a blend of grapes, and they're grown up on the Douro River, and they come down to the town of Oporto, and they get turned into this and blended into this wonderful wine. If we take them out of wood and put them in glass real quickly, we're going to end up with a Ruby port, and that'll be in some ways the lightest and maybe the sweetest.
And the least complex.
The least complex, but they can be really lovely. I tried a Fonseca, and it was just wonderful. It was sweet and smooth with just a touch of alcoholic heat in the finish, flavors of candy apple, a little touch of iron, dried cherries, little candied lemon peel on the top. It had weight, but it was still quite graceful. So that's very, very nice.
Sounds like there's a lot going on.
The kind of running mate of Ruby is Tawny Port, which is kept in wood, and it gets a brown edge to it. A lot of those could be very, very good and wonderful values. I love Tawny Port. I didn't taste any this time, but what I did taste was something called a late bottled vintage port.
Mm-hmm.
So this is grapes from a single harvest. They've been kept in wood for a long time. They're not going to make the cut into the really, really good vintage port, but they keep them in wood for a long time, and then they give them to you late bottled. So this was Taylor Fladgate's 2008. $26.
That's pretty good value
and
for that.
And the difference between late bottled vintage and true vintage gets down to complexity and nuance, because it's very much the same thing. This one had very mature flavors with notes of toffee, coffee au lait, candied violet, and a touch of dried cherries on it. It's a dense, deep wine, so it's really very nice. Also from Taylor Fladgate is another style of port. This is the Reserve Porto. And what this is essentially premium Ruby ports. So the best, very best batches get blended together, and you can get incredible values. Taylor Fladgate's First Estate Reserve Porto, $21, is my best buy. Just tremendous flavors. On the palate, it just had deep concentration that just took it way past the Ruby and made it really, really fun.
Sounds terrific.
In this Reserve Porto category, you also have some of the very famous brand names that some of these have. So we had Graham's Six Grapes,
okay,
which is a Reserve Porto. It's a classic brand name, and it's a very, very reliable port. It had an aroma of dried fruit, malted milk, and sweet violets. Wonderful drinks. Whatever you choose, you don't have to go much over $25 to get a good bottle, and it's such a comfort. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.